Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. So excited to be with you tonight on Noontime Radio, anytime at 7 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday. I'm Carmen Hara, and welcome to the show tonight, because it's called A Glimpse into the Future. At the beginning of every year, we talk about what's ahead for the year that's just starting. So, and I'll also let you know that next week I'm going to have one of the best astrologers that I always invite on the show. And then the following week, I'm having the best numerologist, Glynis McCann, with me. So there's two ladies in the next 2 weeks that are talking about what's ahead in 2023 from the astrological, from the numerological point of view. And here I am also talking to you about how to project this year. And, you know, this is a thing that I always love to do, using the intuitive mind. And because you know very well that intuition is a knowing that never fails. It's an incredible tool that we all have that can guide us in the right direction, and many times can guide us in the toughest moments of our lives. So the more you use your intuition, the more it grows. It's just a muscle that you use, and it gets better in time. So the more you use, the stronger it becomes, and the more you see clearer the things that you meant to do, the mistakes that you made, and how you go about dealing with the people in your life and making the right decisions. So prediction can, in many ways, anticipate things for you and prepare you for the unexpected, for good and the bad. Because a prediction actually opens a portal and a potential in the mind. When you're told that something good will happen, you start believing it, you know, you start taking action to make that a reality. And some prediction, of course, a majority of them require your participation to manifest the divine working in your favor. Because we all have the free will, and we can make whatever choices we want. But human determination counts for a lot. When we must remain mindful in our decision and never, you know, underestimate the power of the free will. But free will is flawed, and fate, we used to say, is perfect. And so in the end, what was meant to be always finds a way of coming back and becoming a reality, becoming true. The people I work with always ask me to anticipate things for them. So whether their relationship is going to work, whether they will get the job. So I always like using my intuitive mind. I use my psychology knowledge so to evaluate, you know, where they are, the way they act, the way they think, you know, the way they express themselves. But also, I'm a certified numerologist, so I wrote 2 books on numerology. So I use that tool too. So I combine these three elements, three methods, you know, to get a very clear sense of when, for instance, 2 people are supposed to be together, or when is the best time to make a decision about your work. So what I want to make clear tonight is a prediction reflects a possibility, not an inevitability. So making a prediction doesn't mean I personally have a magic wand to make something happen. And I wish, because if I would have had that, I would have resolved the world's problem a long time ago. But what I can actually do is guiding all of you towards working with the universe to fulfill the things that you want, to fulfill your dreams. And I would love to speak with you tonight, with all of you personally, because if you have questions about what's ahead for you, what is the best decision that you should take, if you're struggling, then I'm here to kind of give you my take on things and my my perspective of your life, and I'm here to guide you. So I would love for you to call in 202-570-7057 if you feel like you have important questions tonight. And there's one thing I would love to address before I go to your course. I already see a lot of people online, people who'd love to talk to me, from Julia to Denise from Texas to Adriana. Adriana, try to call again. I know you would love to call tonight, and I promise the first person that leaves the line, you will be replaced. But so wait for my first call and then call again in like 5-10 minutes. I would love to talk to you. So as you can see, a lot of people want to talk to me tonight, which I'm very excited. You know, a person who uses intuition can see the outcome of something, but as free will may bring something different. So however, if you are willing to see what's ahead, you know, your mind has to be open to a bigger picture. A bigger picture that sometimes you're afraid and you cannot even dare to dream for yourself. So if you look a little bit through history, there have been many, many predictions, many prophecies of the doomsday. You know, think of only about the Bible, you know, that talks about this is the time when everything is coming to an end. We are hearing about the apocalypse for a long time. And these are very negative forecasts. And they are also a reflection of our fears. But I often wonder why seers in the past never seem to envision something better, something positive. Is it because, you know, there's nothing good ahead, or is it because, again, the collective fear? Because the negative tone of prediction throughout history, I think, is due to us being programmed to suffering. I don't think we were meant to suffer this way. I think we just allow ourselves, we program ourselves. Because I believe that we can make the choices to let some prophecies influence us, probably in a negative way. And if we listen to all the warning, that can actually modify a little bit, even our behavior, influence our state of mind. That's why I used to say that prediction is for prevention. Prediction is to become aware of the things that can become a possibility, but you can do something to avoid them. Now, if we choose to take responsibility, we have the ability to change things on Earth. We have the ability to stop a war. If we together, we come together in acting correctly. But seeing something negative in the future should simply serve as a catalyst to alter what we are doing today. We must always have the ability to correct our path. That's why we have free will. We must remember that this world originally was supposed to be paradise, and we are here to enjoy. And we need to stop imagining all the, and create all the horrors, you know, and create instead a brilliant future. It's completely up to us, as long as we continue to project the negative forces, we see those negative forces manifest. So, as I said, because I use intuition, I always like to see the positive events happening in people's lives. But if there's definitely something I need to warn them, I'm doing it, you know, because I know that that's for their own good. My opinion is that in the future we will enter an era of peace and higher consciousness. It might take probably another 10, 11 years. And we have to stop worrying. And we have to centered all our energy and forces to create a positive change, a change in our favor. I know that these are beautiful words, but for instance, I'm going to take just this year, 2023. This 2023, if you look at this number 2023, it equals a 7. Now, Albert Einstein used to say that 7 is associated with God, and not only him, you know, we know that 7 is actually the number of God because God created the world in 7 days. And 7 is a divine code, the divine energy, is the energy that is called faith. So that's why 7 is associated with belief in happiness, a higher governing force, a spirituality beyond the physical world. 7 may associate with the fact that there are people who believed in God and also people who believe that they are God. And we see those in politics a lot. And this applies very much to their 2023. And there are some people in this world who believe themselves to be as significant as God, and they will never, and those people will come to the surface, you know, because this is a year of faith, a year of personal and collective introspection, where the world will have to wake up and realize that without changes of the current system, humanity cannot actually break through and cannot actually move forward. So the problem we face in 23 are so important that they force us to wake up and find the best solution. Even if it means a radically change, but we have to energetically redesign, you know, the world. The world that we have built that has so many limitations. And break through all this change and all the restriction of existence to make our life better and not more hard and more painful. So that's why 23 is considered, 2023 is associated with a magical number. It has some mystical, you know, element in it. It symbolizes the intense power of the human intelligence. So during this year, we will discover all kinds of spiritual, mystical things that will come back to our perception. Like if you think of the Old Testament that says that on the seventh day, God looked at the world and he said, I have finished my masterpiece. So in 2023, we will look at the world we have built and sadly realize that the errors are there in front of our eyes, but we will find solution to correct them. So the bitterness this year is caused by the fact that the 23 is a year with power. We actually see that the world is forced to collapse financially and go to an economic recession and this is becoming a reality worldwide because of the power of 2023. We're on the edge of a financial abyss. The year 2023 shows us very clearly that the changes in the political economic system become the undeniable reality. Did you see what's going on today in the political world? It's just craziness, no? So I believe that this year we will see clearly a global electronic currency on the brink of being launched, because we need to come together financially. If you go back in time, we didn't have dollars, we didn't have paper money. So something is changing big time. This worldwide monetary transformation is becoming clear this year. Also, a triple alliance between the great powers to find resources and find orientation for world economic rescue. So this year will symbolize the end of an old system, economic, you know, that is coming to an end, and changing the currency will be an extremely beneficial thing, because this will we will find like a rescue solution. Many companies probably will declare bankruptcy this year. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. What I see in this year happening is that the Pope, Putin, Biden, and King Charles will have major issues this year. And these are the names that will become very clear. Exactly like last year, I said two people will define 2022, and that was the Queen of England and Putin. Now, those are the two people that actually defined last year. But this year is the Pope, and actually we saw the Pope situation already, Putin, Biden, and King Charles. These are the names, you know, that become important during this year. I cannot go in details because I don't have enough time in this show that we will discuss next week and the following week about what's ahead in this year, and we will go deeper into the introspection. But this year is a mystical year, full of mysteries, things that are shocking coming overnight, and again, a year of political transformation, and we will witness unexpected things. My opinion is that this war is coming to an end during this year, and the war in Ukraine will actually die out with the fall of Putin. That's my major prediction for this year. And again, I can go on and on to many things that I can anticipate here, but I'm not going to go in details because I want to talk to you guys. And I'm going to go straight to Kim, then to Leilani, then Julia, and then Denise, and then Adriana. Please call after Kim so that I can reserve your place for the show. I'll take a 1 minute break and I'll be back with you in a second.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yes, I'm back. And as you see, this is the show to talk about what's happening in 2023. And I expect your questions, your personal questions, and if you have questions about the world. All I can tell, just to conclude my predictions, I was not able to go too much in great length, but the next 2 weeks will do that. The conflict in Ukraine, I will never forget that in January, at the beginning of January, exactly a year ago, I was on a TV show and I said that Russia will attack Ukraine, it's gonna be a tragedy, but Putin is not gonna win this war. And he's only gonna drag this war. And I can actually see that his plan during 23 are falling apart. He is not supported by his own people. He will try to associate with the Asian world to form a coalition, but that's not gonna work. The only thing that I know about Putin in my mind is that he has very serious health problem. I don't know if this he wants to make them public or he doesn't. Probably he doesn't want the world to know, but there is something going on with him during 2023. So this war is going to come to an end. And that, for me, is an extraordinary prediction for this year. But there are a lot of issues in England also, with the collapse of the monarchy becoming very obvious during 23. Also a lot of problems here in America. So we are facing major issues. Okay, let's see. Let me go straight to Kim in Florida. Hi, my lovely Kim. How are you, my dear?
Hi.
Hello, Kim. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
So I have some technical problems, but you were saying something about your son.
Yeah. Back in August, my son went to a college, but it didn't work out. He got a scholarship for baseball.
Okay.
He had another scholarship in Asheville, North Carolina, and he didn't accept it, but he just accepted it. I drove him down there and moved him in on this weekend, and now there's a lot of trouble going on. The coach didn't look at his transcripts, and he's got 17 credits, but they're only accepting 9. And if they can't get 12, then he can't play baseball. And he's devastated right now. And, like, the coach screwed up. And I'm wondering if it's a private college, and I'm wondering is there a way that he's going to be able to stay and play baseball, or do you see him coming home?
No, I think this can be resolved, but you need to speak with somebody who's an authority there. I need that the issue needs to be addressed in a different way. So
if the credits are there, they're only accepting 9 out of 17. So there's credits that they can use, but there's some difficulty with the NACC, which is the baseball people that kind of look over the whole entire thing. And then the college can actually accept more credits, prerequisite college credits. But I don't know. Like, he's just so sad, and he's just like, I don't want to come home. I want to play baseball. It's his dream.
Of course.
And it's so hard to get here.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think he's going to play baseball and stay in Asheville?
I still think this can be resolved, you know.
It could be.
Right.
It's just, you know, they can take 3 credits. He only needs 3 credits to play baseball. And the credits are there. It's just someone needs to go ahead and figure out how they can.
That's what I said.
3 credits.
Like authority, somebody who's an authority, you know, who can actually be very helpful.
Yeah, there's a president that he's going to talk to tomorrow. But I feel like the coach doesn't want to own it and doesn't really want to own it and get himself in trouble, because this is, like, huge what he did, you know. And, like, they gave him a full scholarship, and if he's not eligible to play baseball, then he's not eligible for the
scholarship. I understand, but this matter being resolved by somebody who's the head of a department, or so if you guys go to who's there, you know, the decision maker, see who's the person in charge, and talk to them, this matter can be resolved. So there's no reason to be desperate.
I feel the same way. I was told that it could be resolved, but I know you, and I was like, let me just ask her, does she see be resolved, or
I'm not worried. Tell him to calm down. You guys should take action. That's why action is so significant. And make this right, and everything is going to be okay.
Okay, great. Good. All of my love life. I have this guy, that Dr. Andrew, that I've been seeing on and off.
Mm-hmm.
He wants it, but he's still, like, in repair of his last relationship. Is he just saying that, or do you see us moving forward, or what's just going on?
You can't go forward. You need to go to the root of the problem and help him, you know, be more connected to you. With your own participation, this can be moved in the right direction, and this can actually be a wonderful relationship. I'm very convinced of that.
Yes, you said this, and I figure nothing's happening, and I'm being patient.
You got stuck into your own emotion, and he got stuck into his. So this is what you need to overcome, you know? Okay.
So you see him coming soon?
I only have one question, because I have a lot of people. I think I answer it. So think and meditate a little bit to what I said, and call me next week, because I will not be able to take more than a question. I have a lot of people online.
So, no problem. Love you. I'll talk to you.
Thank you.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And I think the next one is Julia from Romania. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Carmen. How are you today?
How beautiful. So what's your question for me tonight?
So I wanted to ask you, what do you see ahead of me professionally this year? Will I get a new role? Will I change into something like more like freelance?
For you to make it, you know, to succeed, to get the best of you, to embark on something that you never thought possible. So it's the year that opened doors the way no other year has done it for you. So this is your year. So make sure that you take advantage of every minute of it. And just have the courage to put your dreams in motion and have like a resolution. So write down what do you want to achieve and follow step by step how you're going to make it happen. Because as I said, this is a big, big year for you. Especially work-wise, but also in your private life. So a lot of things that haven't been clear, you know, are getting finally a resolution this year.
Okay, I see. Carmen, last thing, I know people are on the line. I found my orthodontist, as you described to me, a man presented it to me. But again, I'm afraid to make the step to pay the treatment. Is this the right timing to do so, or shall I be waiting a bit?
No, do it. No, absolutely. Yeah. You need to do this. This is something that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Please
okay.
Make it happen. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for encouraging me. It means really a lot to me. Okay. I love you.
Julia.
Bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. And have a wonderful 2023. I'm going to go to Leilani. Hi, Leilani. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Carmen. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm okay. So good to hear your voice.
Thank you for everything you shared earlier. I'm excited for this year and just want to check in. If you see me finding a home by like the spring or the time frame, I'm putting together like photos and qualities I want in my home and really tapping into the feeling of it, to feel it, and really gratitude. So I'm super excited, but I want to just know if you know, will it happen soon?
I think that during the month of April, May, I see you finally in a home. What I like about this home is there's a lot of white, like a white fence, a white door, white windows. There's a lot of... there are many flowers around this home. The home is not necessarily a lot of space, but it's absolutely sufficient. And it's a house, not an apartment. I see this house that it's almost like on a valley, on a hill, near a valley. It's just I love the architecture and I love the environment where the house is. It's very, very pretty. Very pretty.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
wonderful.
This is a home, you know, that defines you, your beautiful heart, your amazing soul, your spiritual self. It's a home that is a representative. I always feel a home is an extension of us. And I think that this home is an extension of you, Leilani. And how beautiful, how pure, you know, how colorful this home is.
Wonderful. I do love color.
It gives you a sense of peace, of serenity, exactly what you are preaching, exactly who you are. This is your personality, you know. You will find this home. This is the year. The year 7 is your year.
Okay.
So the energy of the year is pretty amazing. Okay, my lovely Leilani.
Thank you so much for having me.
I really appreciate. And I'm going to go to, and by the way, Adriana, I don't know if you're still listening, but I think a line or two are free now. So if you call 202-570-7057, I'll be able to talk to you. I really want to talk to you. I send you a text when you were not able to get through. So we'd love to have you on the show. So Adriana, call
and Christopher, my producer, will take your call. I'm going to go to Denise. Hi, Denise. Denise, can you hear me? It's Denise from Texas. I don't know if it's Denise or Maria. Or no, it's Denise from California. Sorry, Denise. Can you hear me, my love? Hello, Adriana, can you hear me? Adriana, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, my love. Happy New Year, my beautiful
Happy
friend.
Happy New Year, La Multani. How are
can
you?
I have two
quick questions. So this Friday at 1:30, I'm having the interview with my boss mm-hmm. for the position.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a little scared because I don't know what she's going to want to know or what she's going to ask.
She's a little bit of a tough cookie, this lady, but you will do phenomenally well with her. She's actually going to like you. She will try to make the questions difficult, but you will do better than expected. Even you will be surprised how well you're going to do. So nothing to be worried about this interview. It's going to work 100% in your favor.
Okay, so I'm going to take the position in the end.
I think you should. Do you agree with me?
No, I want it. I know this is the interview. If you're going to give me the position
or not. So the interview will give you the position, and I really believe that it's good to take this position.
Okay. And the second question that I have is on June 26th, I'm going for a beauty event with the candles, and I want to know how it's going to go.
That I'm getting excited. You know when you get excited, when you feel it? Because I think that you've been putting a lot of energy into it, a lot of time and money and everything to make it. And you made a phenomenal product. I am so proud of you, of everything you've achieved. You just needed to promote it, to put it out there, to have support. And I feel like that's exactly what this year brings you, the support that you need. Do you agree with me?
I agree.
And I feel like this is just the step forward. This is just that breaking the wall, you know, and finally being able to, you know, it's interesting. I see your products in stores, and that will be big. I think you can go think about it for a second. You can go at the Shark, that TV show. Have you thought about that?
No.
Why not? You have something magical. If you want, I'll join you. We'll go together. And we'll promote what candles do, you know, in enlightening the soul and bringing that peace and how powerful. You know, if you know how to plead, and if you make one of them invest in the business, they have the ability to take your product and put it in every single store, in Walmart, in QVC, in everywhere. And that is going to make your business go beyond success. I don't even find words to express how magical that can be. But think a little bit, and if you want, I can join you at being your spokesperson, you know?
Okay,
we'll put it from the perspective of how significant it is for everybody to have a candle in their home and light a candle. What's the meaning of that? We can make them speechless, you know?
I know. Okay. So my event is going to go.
About that.
I will think about that. So the event on the 26th
really
is going to go well.
Going nationwide, knowing all of us being sold all over the country. And I feel like going to that TV show, which is not such a complicated thing. You just have to, you know, say, I have a company, I have a product, and I will want those guys, one of them, to invest and support my company. And don't go for asking a big, because if they are convinced, they have the ability not so much to invest in this as to promote a product. So think a little bit. And call me anytime we can discuss about this.
Okay.
And if you want support, and if you want a voice to represent you. You know what I mean? I'm ready for you.
I know.
You are ready. All right, my Indiana.
Okay. Thank you so much for everything.
My beautiful. I love you. So I don't know who I have next. I'm going to ask Christopher, who's my next person waiting. How are you, my love? Sandra, can you hear me?
Hi, Dr. Hara. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, my beautiful. How are you, my love?
I'm okay. Happy New Year.
To you too.
Thank you
so much
thank
for calling
you.
The show. I really appreciate it. This is the hour of predictions, you know what I mean? Answering questions. And think of whatever question you might have for me. I'm ready to answer.
Okay, couple quick ones. It's a whole new year. Last year was tough. I'm still having some health issues with some adrenal surges and kind of circulatory issues.
Okay.
And they want to switch my beta blocker, and I'm so hesitant from all the wrong advice.
What beta blocker are they? So beta blockers can be propranolol, atenolol. What beta blocker are they talking about?
Yeah, it's that one. I'm on atenolol, but it makes my body just not feel so great, and they want
atenolol?
To switch it
to what?
To propranolol.
They usually do that, but I tell you, atenolol is a safer, in my opinion, being in a medical field, atenolol is safer than propranolol. But you have a cardiologist on board who's doing this, or who's doing this?
Cardiologist, but I kind of agree with you because my sense was to hold off until I see a different doctor.
I think propranolol is more difficult. How many milligrams? You know, because the lowest dose for atenolol
20.
Is 25 milligrams, 20, 25. Yeah, these are the lowest dose. Yes. So I don't know what to say about the switch.
Okay.
I am. Something tells me intuitively that if you go to Toprol or propranolol, because that is called, you will go back to atenolol. I always thought that atenolol is a safer drug with less side effects. Side effects. And it controls the better, you know, the circulation.
Okay.
It is a hypertensive drug that keeps your blood pressure in control. It keeps the rhythm of your heart in control, you know. It doesn't allow the heart to speed. It keeps, at a good number. And it calms you down. It gives you that feeling of relaxation, especially if you take a low dose.
Yeah.
But I don't think propranolol is harder on the heart, and I don't think you have a heart condition. So usually propranolol is given for people who have a heart condition, and I don't think you should take it if you don't have a... Go for a second opinion. See another cardiologist. See somebody else. And I think you should stick with the atenolol.
Okay.
It's
and
my advice as being in the medical field. So,
One more quick question, Dr. Hara. I'm still single. I'm working. I'm trying to move forward, like I said, and taking care of my health. And I know you said I'd meet someone. You didn't say when. I didn't ask you when, but... anything you get to give me my,
you know, I think that if you tell yourself every single day that you are healthy, that you're okay, that everything is in control, and that you are ready to welcome somebody who's your other half, who's a mirror of your beautiful self, who's just there to, who will be there for you. I see you bringing in your life a man who's having a little bit of gray hair. He's not very tall, medium in height, but very, very educated, very smart, very charismatic. And I feel you, and I feel anything by the spring, but put that energy in. Try to visualize, you know. Do the journaling, because it plays a role on the consciousness, you know. Try to, for like 10 days, to write down how you feel about that. how ready are you to welcome somebody? If there's anything from your past that holds you back, think, is there something that doesn't allow me to, you know, welcome this man? Is there a wound from my past? Is there a door I never closed, you know, to someone before that is still interfering with projecting things in my future? So revisit all your questions. And I'm very confident that you will be able to bring this man that I clearly see in my mind. You know, my mind shows me this man for you. And it's interesting. I see that you will buy a house together.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. I want to celebrate that with you, Sandra. I want you to call me and tell me, yes, this happened.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. Mm. Thank you so much. You've helped me so much tonight, Dr. Hara.
I love you. Keep me posted about the beta blocker. I really want to make sure that you're on the right track with that. It's so significant.
I will do that. I appreciate you so much.
Okay, my love. You too. I love you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, beautiful. Who's next, Christopher? Because I don't have them on. Pauline. Hi, Pauline, my love.
Hi. Happy New Year. Thank you. I don't know what to ask. I have so many questions. I only can ask one, right? Maybe you can tell me what spirit wants me to know. What does spirit want me to know that's coming that I will be happy about, or
the
maybe not happy about?
That this year you come up with an idea. You have such a creative mind. You have so, talking about spirit, there's a beautiful spirit in you that wants to try, wants to succeed, wants to accomplish something. And I feel like you're coming up with an idea, with a concept, with a book, with something. Have you thought of this?
Yes, I have so many thoughts, and unfortunately, everybody who knows me says you never do anything you plan on, and that's the problem.
I think it's time to you to put your ideas together and say, okay, because you have such a brilliant mind. There's so many things you can speak and achieve and do, so take a moment at the beginning of this year and strategize in your mind, what can you create? What program, what idea, what book, what? And I think this is the year to make it happen. I really believe that.
It's my one year this year.
I'm supporting you to see you succeeding. I'm here for you.
Can I ask you, did you see me winning a really big jackpot? I really believe I'm supposed to win, but I don't know when it's going to happen. I was told this many, many years ago, but some of these people who told me was jealous, and I felt like they blocked me. So I'm hoping that this year I could undo all that.
You're talking about winning? I didn't understand. Can you
repeat? Yeah, winning. I was told money was going to fall in my lap, me, like, out of the sky. And also I would make money on my own. I could make money to create money, but I really was supposed to win some money, and I really thought it.
Do me a favor. Tell me the month and the day of your birth, not the year. The month and the day when you were born.
12/19. 12/18.
12/19. Okay. Oh, this is the year to win. This is the year. This is the year to make many things possible. Whatever didn't work for you the last 18 years. Listen to this. So it's happening now. And when I said now, all the way till December of this year, you have all the doors in your life opening the way they haven't in all those years. So please don't miss this opportunity. It doesn't come every day. You're opening the door to a new life cycle as we speak. You're in a different energy, an energy that the universe supports all your projects, supports every decision that you want to make. So if you ever wanted to decide something that will really happen, this is the year to make it happen. If this you want to make money, this is the year. Do everything. Play lottery. Play everything, you know, because...
I really feel this is my year. You're right. I really feel it. This year is going to be a big one for me. That's why I really felt that myself.
This is so really, really big for you.
Thank you so much.
Huge.
Your show's on Friday, right, at 12? The other show?
I'm starting a new show. I'm starting a show on a big network, a syndicated show. So I'm going to go with that show, and I will let you guys know it's like in 2 weeks. So I'm starting that other show.
Okay, so it's not the show I thought it was. Okay, great. I didn't just...
I'll have two shows. I'll have this show, and I'll have the other show. That is called the
I'm sorry,
show.
I'm sorry, Chris, for bringing up about other show, but you know.
that show will be on the George Norrie show, on the same platform, the same.
Oh my God, you're on that platform? Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's going to be a syndicated show on the same network. So I'm excited about that show. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you so much. I let somebody else get on. Thanks so much.
Okay, my love. So, make sure. So I'm here to support you, Pauline, with any project you have. You have my full support. So think putting in motion, sit, meditate, put it together. If you need help with that, write me an email. You know, I'm here to guide you. But I am very confident that this year is your biggest in the last 18. Probably one of your biggest ever. Okay, my love.
Love you.
Thank you for calling me. Love you more. I'm going to take a short break, and I'm going to ask Christopher to let me know who else is with me tonight.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Yeah, and I'm back. So this is a show that tries to unfold, you know, what's ahead in 2023, and also talks about the concept of prediction. But also next week and the following week, all we're going to do, we're going to talk about 2023. I have Glynis McCant in 2 weeks from now, and you know how much we love Glynis. She's the best numerologist, in my opinion. She wrote some books on numerology that did extremely well, and she's phenomenal. She has the calendar, so feel free to call 2 weeks from today to talk to Glynis about 2023 and about your personal years, because as you know very well, we all have the global year and we have personal years. So for instance, this year 2023 is the year 7, but your personal year, like in Paulette's case, may be the year 1, or you may be in a different year, and every single year has a different
impact in your life because it carries a different energy. Energies are never the same from one year into the next. And what I want you to know is that it's easy to calculate your personal year. You take the month when you're born, the year, the day when you're born, the day and the month, and you add it to 2023. For instance, I was born March 25th. March is 3 to 5, 25th is 7. 3 plus 7 plus 2023 is another 7. I ended the year 8. So this is the year you calculate personal years. What's significant for you to know is that everybody whose personal year coincides with the global year, like in my case, I'm in the year 7 and 2023 is the year 7. That is meaning there is a point in my destiny. So something in my destiny is about to break through, to open. So those are rare in a lifetime when your personal year coincides with the year the world is in. So those are important to understand their significance. Also, next week I have the extraordinary astrologer that I love for many years, Susan Miller, one of the top astrologers in the world. And she is just phenomenal. I had her on my shows before. So next week, if you want to call in, will be you'll have the opportunity to talk to Susan Miller. And the following week, as I said, if you call in, you will talk to Glynis McCann directly. So you guys have in the next week's opportunities to communicate and ask your questions, your problems, and get answers from the top people in this industry. And I hope that by next week and by next 2 weeks, you'll have more questions ready and feel free to call in. And always, Christopher is so wonderful. He's always connecting you with me and my guests. As I said, prediction can give birth to a dream, and yet people are sometimes afraid to dream too much, are afraid, you know, to create a bigger version of themselves. But no prediction come true if there is no action. If you ask somebody about what's ahead, and the person gives you their input, you also have to participate, to be willing to create that outcome. Unfortunately, you know, many of us programmed to suffer. We've been stuck and blocked. I'm hearing this all the time. Can't break through because we are programmed negatively. So we have the ability to rewire the brain and create different patterns of behavior. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara on Om Time Radio. I'll be with you next week with Susan Miller, and I'm looking forward to your questions. Meanwhile, be blessed, be safe, and stay happy, and celebrate every second of this year that is considered to be the year of God. Thank you.